And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fox Chapel High School, where tonight the Knock Knights take on the South Park Eagles in round one of the WPIL playoffs. Hi, everyone. This is Scott Briggs. Good to have you with us here tonight. Had a chance, as you heard, to talk to head coach Ron McNabb getting ready for this contest. And, you know, those guys have been anxious. Sitting for a week plus is not easy. And they're ready to go here tonight. And we've got a great crowd on hand here at Fox Chapel. It's round one of the WPIL Class 4A Championship. The Knock Knights, the number six seed, just as we had imagined, taking on South Park, just as I had the right opponent, didn't have the right place or the date. So, you know, one out of three, I guess, isn't bad. But the Knights taking on South Park tonight. This will be the fourth time these teams have met. They haven't met since 2006. And they met in 2006 in February in round one of the WPIL playoffs. And that was at North Hills. Knock won that game, went on and played Hampton in the second round in the quarterfinals, lost to the Talbots. But because Hampton went to the championship game, Knock got to go to the state playoffs that year, and they went up and lost to General McLean up in Erie. Then to start the next season, Knock played in the Moon Tip-Off Tournament, and South Park was one of the teams in the Moon Tip-Off Tournament. And that's the last time they played. They played earlier back in the 90s, as South Park won that game. But overall record, Knock 2-1. Not that that really makes a difference when you get to another another 12 years down the line. Nobody remembers that. Tonight, the Knock Knights and South Park Eagles will play for the chance to play against Quaker Valley on Saturday. Yes, the same Quaker Valley that Knock played earlier in the season and lost to. When you look at the brackets, the upper part of our bracket has the Ambridge Bridgers getting the bye. Blackhawk and Derry playing tonight for the right to play Ambridge. Far side of the bracket, the number one seed, the Newcastle Red Hurricane. They await the winner of Freeport and Ringgold. And the lower side of that bracket actually has two games tonight. Uniontown taking on Beaver, and the Highlands Golden Rams taking on Bell Vernon. So again, the winner of this game to take on Quaker Valley on Saturday. Time and place yet to be determined. Lid lifter of this one, it was the Deer Lakes ladies over Seton LaSalle with the win. And a little bit of Knock Knight flavor on that team is Corey Miller, as an assistant coach at Deer Lakes. Corey back from a few years ago, a Knock Knight guard. Younger brother Austin, an assistant at Freeport. So those Miller kids are just about everywhere. Here tonight, it's South Park and Knock. South Park 6-4, 10-12 overall. 6-4 in their conference. The Knock Knights 17-5. Most wins in a season for the Knock Knights since 2006. And, of course, had that nice, as we talked with Coach, 11-game winning streak throughout the season. Coming into tonight's game, the Knock Knights' leading scorer, Scott Frazier, averaging 15.4 points a game. Julian Sanks at just under 12. And Jared Schreckengoss just shy of 10. So the Knights' starting group, spreading it out, everybody with at least a 7-point, 6 or 7-point average. Jake Scheidt at 6 points out of the Knock starters. South Park in their season have faced the other three teams out of 4A Section 1 that are in the playoffs. They played both Highlands, Derry, and Freeport. They played Highlands and Derry early in the season and lost to both of those teams. Then lost to Freeport about a month ago. So Knock will be the fourth playoff team that South Park will face from Section 1. The Eagles winning two of their last three over Waynesburg Central and Brentwood, then lost to Keystone Oaks, but managed to get into the playoffs. They are the fourth or third seed. The number three team, Bell Vernon, the number four team out of their section. Beautiful night for basketball, right? Yeah. You know, wondered that they canceled school. Would they still play? Well, the WPIL makes that decision, not the school districts. During the season, the school districts make those decisions. But when you get into the WPIL playoffs, the WPIL tells you when you will play and then if you will not play. So that's why this game is on tonight. All right, it's Knock and South Park. It's coming your way. We'll be back with the start of this one here from South Park right after these messages.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Your complete door experience starts here with Slack Garage Door. Steel garage doors offer safety, durability, energy efficiency, and low maintenance. Slack Garage Door is a full-service garage door company providing garage door service and repair since 1951. Slack Garage Door offers a 5-year labor warranty and are good for residential, commercial, or industrial. Slack Garage Door is open Monday through Friday and on the web at slackgaragedoor.com.
And welcome back here to Fox Chapels. We get you set for the start of tonight's game. The Knock Knights will be the home team. The South Park Eagles will be the visitors. So the Knights in the home whites, South Park in their road blues. Sort of a royal blue with white. And the Knock Knights, in, as we mentioned, in their whites. Beautiful facility here at Fox Chapel if you've not been here. They redid this a number of years ago, and just a really, really nice gymnasium. Have one of those new scoreboards with essentially the TV screen. Listen for the starters. Here's the PA announcer.
The Eagles come to us from Section 3 of WPIAL 1A. They are tied for second place with a section record of 6-4. Starting at forward, junior number 1, Brandon Graham. Senior forward, number 2, Santino Tunich. Starting at the guard position, junior number 13, Luke Ferenczi. Sophomore guard, number 15, Aiden Rokas. And starting at forward, senior number 24, Hunter Lindsey.
And those are the starting lineups for the South Park Eagles. For the Knock Knights, it'll be the same five starters that we've seen through most all of the season. Scott Frazier, Jared Schreckegast, Brady McKee, Jake Scheidt, and Julian Sanks. Size-wise, size is going to match up pretty much even. The Eagles about the same height-wise as the Knock Knights, so that matchup will be fairly even.
Starting at forward, junior number
Santino Tudich, the guard for South Park, sort of the guy that Ron McNabb said we have to watch out for. He's the scorer for the Knock Knights. Well, you got anybody if they get hot. Julian Sank, 65 three-pointers on the season. You have Jared Schreckengoss with 31, Ryan Lang with 30, so you know, there's 100-plus threes, and this team closing in on the season record for three-pointers in a year. That record held by the 1999 team. And in fact, the Knights just four shy of setting the record for the most three-pointers in a season by an Knock team. And Julian Sanks, career-wise, still pretty far behind numbers one and two in terms of three-pointers made. But Julian soundly in third place on that list behind Steve Graff and Michael Gallagher. Graff and Gallagher just one three-pointer apart. Michael Gallagher, the Knights' all-time leading three-point shooter. So the Knock Knights and the South Park Eagles set to go at it here. Glad to have you with us on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network, where you can hear all of the WPIL playoff games at Trib Live, HSSN. That'll be Lindsay and Frazier to jump center. Knock will move right to left on your radio dial. And we'll see if the Knock Knights can get off to a good start shooting-wise. It's sort of been their Achilles heel these last few games. Knock will get the tip as Jake Scheit comes across, working against a 2-3 zone. Sanks in the corner, back to Scheit. Left side, Frazier. Frazier, Scheit, back to Frazier. Underneath to Schreckengoss on the right wing. Schreck all the way across to Frazier. Frazier underneath to Schreckengoss. Outside to Sanks, as Knock knew this was coming, the zone, so worked on that a lot this week. Scheit outside Sanks. He'll try the three to start the game, and it's in and out. Rebound comes down to Hunter Lindsay. South Park back down the floor with Brandon Graham at the point. He'll get it off to Luke Ferenczi. Right side to Rongas. Back up top to Graham. Ferenczi. Now Tudich on the far side. Knock playing a man defense. Ferenczi up top, now to Graham. Around the left wing it goes to Rongas. Rongas with a drive to the basket, puts it up and in, and South Park takes the early 2-0 lead on Aiden Rongas' bucket. Frazier on the wing for Knock. Back towards the middle. Off to Scheit, back to Frazier. Corner, Schreckengoss. To Scheit. Scheit, Frazier. Frazier with a drive. Frazier goes in, lays it up and in. Charge called against Scott Frazier. So a Knock off to a rocky start here in the first minute and a half with a turnover and a charge. Or missed a three-pointer and a charge. Ferenczi on the right wing. It goes to Rongas. He'll work back up top to Graham. Graham back to Ferenczi on the left wing. He drives to the basket. His shot is up, off, no good. Rebound McKee. Tries to get it ahead to Schreckengoss and back to McKee. Left wing Frazier. And Knock working against that 2-1-2 zone. Schreckengoss for three. Got to get one of these. That doesn't go. Rebound though McKee, and McKee's putback does go. So I've got to get Brady Schreck and Frazier in there to rebound if we're going to shoot the threes. We're tied at two, under six to go here in the first quarter. Rongas goes to the basket around. Sanks goes up, misses the shot. Julian's got the rebound. Drops it for Scheit, and back come the Knock Knights. Scheit to Sanks on the wing. Long-range three here from Julian. He's got it. Boy, he looked comfortable on that shot from about 4 feet beyond the arc. If we get Julian hot, things will be fine, folks. Ferenczi off on the left wing to Graham. Now up top to Lindsay. Lindsay, the big guy, guarded by McKee. Lindsay comes around McKee to the baseline. He gets help there from Sanks, but Lindsay goes around him and lays it up and in for two. And Knights quickly down the floor. Shite right wing to Sanks. Back to Jake. Knock changes the offense. Schreck comes up. Frazier on the left wing. Sanks in the corner. Three-pointer from the corner from Julian Sanks. Off, no good. Rebound Frazier. Frazier in, shoots, and scores. That's big. You get off the miss. Get in there and get the rebound. Ferency at the point now. Drops it off for Ron Goss. Inside. And they find Lindsay underneath for another two in the paint. Scheidt with a drive. Feeds underneath to McKee for the easy two. Brady snuck in and a timeout taken by South Park. So a quick timeout by South Park here. Head coach Jason Dolak. Nine-six, the Knock Knights with the early lead. 4:19 to go here in the first quarter from Fox Chapel. Good to have you with us here on 680 WISR, also online at WISR680.com. And it's Trib Live High School Sports Network. And we'll be also updating on Twitter at Knock Radio. South Park with the ball, three-point deficit. They've been lucky inside tonight. All their buckets coming from in the paint. Graham, far wing it goes. Ferency. Right side, Tudich, who's been quiet so far. Graham with it looks inside. Now up top to Lindsay. Round to Ferency. Tudich. Goes underneath to Graham, and right there, Sanks. Sanks blocks his shot. Schreckengast has the rebound. Schreck back down the floor, and around it comes to Sanks. Scheidt with it on the wing. Inside to Frazier. Frazier goes in, shoots, and scores. Nice turn and shoot by Scott Frazier. Very close to getting an offensive foul there because he raised the elbow into the defender. They didn't call it. 11-6 knock. Graham up top. Far side, Ron Goss. Here's a steal by McKee. Well, nope, it's taken back. Ron Goss with a drive. Floater is up, off, no good. Rebound comes down to Scheidt. Knock on the run, 4-on-3. Scheidt, he'll take it the whole way. Leaves it short, though, and the rebound to Lindsay. He comes back the other way for South Park. And Lindsay now has it knocked away. He can't save it in, and the Knock Knights will go back the other way. Knock basketball there are the Eagles' end of the floor as we're under three to go here in the first quarter. 11-6 knock. Scheidt in the middle to Frazier. Frazier back to Scheidt. Knock working against the 2-3 zone. Frazier corner Schreckengast. Inside McKee, low post. McKee with a turnaround hook. Doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Lindsay. Tudich quickly down the floor, down the right wing. Forces it back to the middle on the left side for Ferency. Back up to Lindsay. Right side now, Rongas. And South Park just works it around the top right now. Tudich turns, goes to the basket. His shot is up and good. And Santino Tudich, his first points of the game. Knocked quickly down the floor. Here's Sanks going inside out. And a double-triple called against the Knock Knights. Another turnover by the Knights. And into the game for South Park is Mario Belisario. As Luke Ferency will sit down. 2:05 to go here in the first quarter. 11-8 Knock. Ron Goss across the timeline. To Belisario, up to Graham, far side now. Ron Goss tries to come in. Can't do it. Again, they work the perimeter. Lindsay up top. Lindsay tries to drive. That's shut off by Brady McKee. And then out it comes to Ron Goss. Again, around the top it goes. Here's Tudich with a jumper from the foul line. No good. Ryan Lang in the game now for Knock, and he heads down the floor. Far side, Schreckengost. Back to Lang. Up the shite into Frazier. Frazier with an easy run to the basket. Six in the game for Scott Frazier. 13-8 Knock. 1:10 to go here in the first quarter. Lang allows Ron Goss to go around, then his layup goes over the top of the basket. Knock quickly back the other way. Lang in the corner goes baseline. Far side, McKee for three. Brady McKee's three doesn't go. Rebound underneath by Lindsay. Knock one for four from three-point range so far in the game. 45 seconds to go. Knights by five, 13-8. Belisario to Graham. Far side, Tudich. Back to Lindsay as the clock's down to 30 seconds. See if the Eagles work for the final shot. Ron Goss, far side, Tudich. 24 seconds. Up to Lindsay. Off to Ron Goss with 16. Ron Goss drops it to Belisario with 11. Graham now with 7. Off to Ron Goss. Ron Goss with 5 into the corner. Belisario's three-pointer off the front, no good. And Lindsay can't get a shot off the rebound. And at the end of the first quarter, the Knock Knights with a 13-8 lead over the South Park Eagles. Back here to Fox Chapel right after these messages.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
And welcome back to Fox Chapel. Scott Briggs with you here on WISR. The Knock Knights leading 13-8 over the South Park Eagles. They have the ball to start the quarter. Aiden Ron Goss with the ball. Goes to the far side to Luke Ferenczi back in the game. Now into the game for South Park. Jacob Scarf. Wing it around to this side. Again, work the perimeter. Graham, far side. Tudich. Tudich looks inside. Nobody there. Out the Scarf. Around to the right. Ron Goss. He comes in around Lang. Puts up a shot. Rolls in and then bounces out. And Lang on the run with Frazier ahead. Frazier will go in. Frazier will be fouled on his shot and go to the line to shoot two. Good take by the Knock Knights on the run. Frazier, and then he drew the foul. Brandon Graham will be the guilty party for South Park. Frazier shooting 73% on the season. The Knights' leading scorer. And he gets that one to bounce around and in. Fifth or 14-8 Knock. Frazier's second one on its way, and that bounces out, but Schreckengost has the rebound, the putback. It goes for Schreck. And the Knights get three off of that foul shot. They lead 16-8. Knock now with a little bit of pressure here as Scheidt is pressuring Ferenczi coming down the floor. They double-team the ball. Into the corner it goes. Sharp goes along the baseline, and he's fouled from behind by McKee. So Jared Scarf will go to the line to shoot two. Brady McKee with his first foul. Knocks second team foul. Not a lot of fouls called in that first quarter. Two so far here in the second. Scarf at the line to shoot two. Air ball is the first one. Knock leading here 16-8. One of four from three-point range. Second one on its way. It's off the back. No good. Rebound to Ryan Lang. Lang's on the run. Lang tries to go into the middle. Goes baseline to McKee. McKee back across the middle. Bounces around and down. Brady McKee with a textbook lay-in off the reverse underneath. Knights by 10. Rongos in the corner. Graham drops it off onto the left side for Ferency. Ferency drives to the foul line. His shot is up. No good. Rebound comes down to Scheit. Scheit tries to throw it ahead for Lang, but it gets tipped on the way. Then Lang able to steal it back, but he loses it going out of bounds. So good effort there by both teams going after the ball, but the Eagles will end up with it at midcourt. Jake Scheit comes out. Julian Sanks back in. And the inbound to South Park. Luke Ferenczi working across the timeline against Ryan Lang. Drops it on the left wing for Rongos. Working against Sanks. Rongos looks underneath. Nobody there. Tipped ball. Sanks saves it but can't keep it before it goes out of bounds. So another steal by the Knights. They just can't keep the ball. Into the ball game for South Park, Keith Hutton. South Park with the ball. Ferenczi around to Tudich on the right wing. Tudich works off the pick but can't get in. Tudich back outside. Ferenczi. Ferenczi, Lindsay. Lindsay up top trying to come in. Spin move at the foul line. Nothing there. And up top it comes to Tudich. Tudich with a drive. His spin move in the lane, and he's going to be called for the travel. And the Knights back the other way, leading by 10, 18-8 here, 5:45 to go in the first half. Ryan Lang at the point now for the Knock Knights. Sanks on the wing in the corner to Schreckengost. Back up top to Lang. He'll come back to the near side, then look back towards the middle. Sanks in the corner, feeds underneath to Schreckengost all by himself. Puts the ball over the top of the rim. Didn't use the backboard. That would have been an easy two, and Jared just flopped that one off the rim. Hit both sides of it and didn't go in. Drive, no good. Rebound by McKee on the right wing. Frazier. Frazier goes in. Frazier goes in, lays it in for two. Frazier now 9 in the game for the Knock Knights. They lead 20-8. And another timeout by South Park. Timeout on the floor, 20-8, Knock leading, 5:04 to go in the first half. We'll take a quick break and be back here to Fox Chapel right after this message.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The Dealmaking Man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. The Dealmaking Mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The Dealmaking Man saved us thousands.
Meet the real Dealmaking Man today at Troy Allen, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in Slippery Rock.
And welcome back here to Fox Chapel High School. Scott Briggs with you on WISR and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Good to have all those listening from the South Park area. I do want to remind you, however, that our normal thing is we cover Knock all season long. So if I sound like a bit of a homer, that's probably because I am. So no excuses. We just cover Knock all the time. So that's why we're here. That's why we're on WISR Radio out of Butler. Knock leading 20-8 over the South Park Eagles. Eagles will have the ball after the timeout, their second. And Knock now will go into a full court press. Not a real tight one. Tudich tries to come in. He loses the ball. Ryan Lang comes up with it. Then he loses it. Battle for it on the ground. Lang ends up with it. Lang looks for Frazier down the floor. He drops it to Schreckengoss. Far side Sanks. Now they got to settle it down. Ryan Lang will shoot a three and net it. Knock with their second three of the game, and a real exciting exchange there. A ball. Everybody was moving. Nobody standing still, and knock up 23-8. Hutton with it on Schreckengoss. He can't get in, and Schreckengoss will be charged with a foul there. Jared with his first foul. Is that a shooting foul or on the floor? I'll say that was on the floor. Ferenczi comes back into the game. Aiden Rongoss will sit down. And Scheit back in the game. Ryan Lang sits. Well, not 2 of 5 from three-point range is more like it. Leading 23-8. South Park without a point here in the second quarter. Tudich in the corner. Goes baseline and loses the ball as he takes off. And Nock will come back out the other way. Knights on a 10-0 run here in quarter number two. It's kind of what they do all season. I see that second or third quarter, they get those big runs. Schreckengoss, long range three. Off the back, rebound, Frazier underneath. Frazier goes in and he's fouled. Boy, Scott Frazier's got to play underneath that well. He just really did a great job being there off the three-point miss by Schreck. And Frazier back at the line to shoot two. He's one for two tonight from there. Foul is called on Andrew Graham. Frazier gets the first one. 24-8 knock. Second quarter from Fox Chapel. Class 4A first round. Frazier's second one is up and good. Frazier 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. And Ferenczi with a basketball working against Scheit. South Park still looking for their first bucket, second quarter. Tudich to the basket. He feeds it to the corner, but Schreckengoss steals it. Gets it ahead to Sanks with McKee ahead. He drops it back across for Frazier, and Frazier goes up and gets fouled again. This time by Hunter Lindsay. And Frazier back at the line to shoot two. Good steal by Schreckengoss. Got it ahead, and everybody sort of in one solid motion. There was no stopping and looking around. It was steal the ball and get it ahead to Schreckengoss. And Frazier misses the first. Remember Scott Frazier in the Deer Lakes game? 17 of 17 from the free throw line, so he can do it. Gets the second one. Lang back in the game, and Brady McKee sits. 3:49 to go here in the first half. 26-8, knock in the lead. Ferenczi, here comes a double team. Ferenczi able to get it into Tudich. Knocked away. Scheit's got it. Scheit outside to Sanks. Wide open three for Julian. Off the back, no good. Battle for the rebound. Frazier's got it in and puts it up. Scott Frazier, 13, 14 in the game for the Nock Knights here in the first half. He's got half of the Nock Knights' points. Ferenczi with the ball. Into the corner, Tudich. Guarded by Ryan Lang. Tudich with a drive. Tudich floats it up and in, and they get their first basket of quarter number two. Comes with 3:08 to go. Knock quickly down the floor. Frazier's layup doesn't go. A knock on the fast break. Scott just missed that one. 28-10 knock. Tudich up top working against Lang. Goes to the foul line. Loses the ball on the floor. Battle for it. He gets it. Drops it into Lindsay. And Lindsay runs to the basket and gets a quick two. And Scheit down the floor. Schreckengoss. Near wing. Three-pointer. Off the back, no good. Frazier again with a rebound. Frazier can't get the shot, so he comes out to Scheit. Scheit will drive. Scheit's layup doesn't go, and he gets draws the foul, and Jake Scheit at the line to shoot two. Got his own rebound. Didn't really get a chance to put it back up. So Graham picks up his second foul. and Jake Scheidt at the line. Jake shooting 40%, but he's been shooting much better lately, and just as I say that, he misses. Sorry, Jake. Eagles substitute, get back to their starting five on the floor now. As do the Knock Knights, with the exception of Julian Sanks. Ryan Lang is out there. And Scheidt misses the second one. The rebound comes down to McKee. He floats it up and in, doesn't get it. Second shot doesn't go. Schreckengoss with the rebound. He doesn't get the ball. And then out of bounds it goes off of South Park. And Knock will keep it. So three or four shots there for the Knock Knights that nothing fell. But again, the rebounding is key for Knock. Scheidt on the right wing. Looks to get the ball in. Outside it comes to Brady McKee. In the corner to Frazier. Back out to Scheidt. Clock turning down to the 2 minute mark here in the first half. Schreckengost in the corner. Inside it goes to McKee. Outside to Frazier, and then drops it for Lang. Lang's three pointer on its way. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. McKee in the paint. Shot, no good. McKee's second shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Schreckengost. Out to Frazier. Frazier's jumper from 12 is good. Finally, they get a bucket after all those tries under there. 1:40 to go first half. 30-12, Knock. Ferenczi to Tudic. Tudic with a drive. It goes in and out. No good. Comes down to Frazier. Boy, South Park has got a lid on the bucket down here. They've missed a bunch of shots. Scheidt outside to Lang. Far side, Frazier. Back to Lang. Scheidt goes underneath to Schreckengoss. Schreck goes in, puts a little move on, lays one up and in. Nice job by Schreck to get the defender off the ground and come around him and lay it up and in. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Ferenczi on the wing, up to Lindsay. Right side, Tudic. Tudic back to Lindsay. He'll launch a three-pointer. Good. First three of the game for South Park comes from Hunter Lindsay. He's got nine in the game. 45 seconds to go. We'll see if the Knights will work down to the final shot. Jake Scheidt dribbles at center court with 40 seconds to go. Scheidt around the far side to Lang. Up top to Schreck. Far side, Scheidt. Comes back up to Frazier. Frazier will try the three-pointer. It comes off the back, no good. Rebound to Tudic. And Tudic with a double, just got away with a double dribble there. 19 seconds to go. Tudic off on the wing to Ferenczi. 12 seconds to go for the Eagles. Ferenczi in the corner, three-pointer tries to come from there. Kick it back to the middle. Ferenczi with it with two. They get a shot off. It's not going to go. Frazier wails at the length of the floor, but to no avail. The Knock Knights, though, take a 32-15 halftime lead over the South Park Eagles in round one of the WPIL Class 4A playoffs. Be back here to Fox Chapel. Take a look at first half scoring coming up right after these messages.